Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yili Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Ravdov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Welcome everyone, we are about to begin Maseches Avodah Zarah. We begin with the Mishnah. Lefnei Eideihem Shel Oivdei Kechovim Shloisha Yomim, 3 days before an aid, a Goyisha holiday, Osir Loseis Veloseis Imohim, it's forbidden to do business with them, Lash Ilon, to lend them an item, v'lishol mehem, to borrow an item, halvoisam, to lend them money, v'lulvos mehem, to borrow money, l'foyron v'lifrei mehem, to pay off a debt, and to collect the debt. So these four things are usur, 3 days before the aid of the goyim, before the goyisha holiday. Says Rashi, v'kulhu, all of these four yisurim, amishum da'ozalu moidel avoidus kechovim b'yoyim edoy. Because the guy goes and he thanks his getchke, he thanks his avodah zarah for his atzlachas b'yei meidei on the day of the holiday. So therefore, it is us. Now, in order to understand Rashi, we need to take a look at the Gemara in Davov Amar Aleph. The Gemara there declares a shaila about our Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Iboyelahu mishum harvacha," towards the bottom of the Amud. Mishum harvacha is the iser because of harvacha. Idilma mishum lifnei iver leisitei michshal. Or maybe the iser is also lifnei iver. What does this mean? So Rashi explains, mishum harvacha, deravach, the goy profits. When the goy does business with the yid, or he collects a loan, he's profiting, v'ozilu moidel avoydus kichovim, and he goes and he is moide, he thanks his avoydus zara, v'ovar yisrael mishum lo yishoma alpicha. The Yisrael is over the Isser of Lo Yishama Al Picha. Lo Yishama Al Picha means that it should not be heard on your lips. And the Ran explains that it's not only on your lips, but you shouldn't cause it to be heard at all on anyone's lips. You shouldn't be Goyrim that even a Goy should mention the name of his Avodah Zarah. So the Yisrael is being over this Isser Deiraisa when he causes the Goy to thank his Avodah Zarah. Is that pshat in the Mishnah? Or maybe the pshat is also lefneiver. Rashi says the mazvin le behema, he sells him a behema, umakriv al avodas kechavim, and the guy goes ahead and is makriv this behema to avodas zara. Ubnei noach nitztavu aleha. Ubnei noach are mechuyev in the isra of avodas zara, and therefore when the yid gives him the item to be makriv, the tekruvus avodas zara, the yid is being over lefneiver. So either the pshat in the Mishnah is because the guy is going to be moidat to his hatzlocha, and that's the iser, the yid is being over the iser of lo yishama al picha, or the yid is being over the iser of lifnei by giving the guy an item that he could be makriv. And the Gemara says, my nafkamina, what would be the nafkamina between these two mahalchim in the Mishnah? The isle behema lididei. The guy has his own behema. If the yisur is because the guy is profiting, the guy is profiting, he's making a good deal, he's getting a new behema, or he's getting a new item, or he's selling something. The guy already has a behema, and since the guy has a behema, he already has what to be makriv, and the Gemara is going to explain that there's no yisur lifnei iver unless it's trei avri dinahara, which means that the item cannot be reached by the one who wants to be over the iser. If a nazir asks a person for a glass of wine, and this person gives the nazir the glass of wine, so the person is able if nevel yisitei michshol, but only if the nazir could not have gotten it himself. The Gemara calls that trei avri dinahar. It's two sides of the river. The nazir could not have gotten it himself. So if the goy does not have a behema, and the yid offers him a behema for sale, so the yid's being over lifnei. But if the guy already has a behema, so there's no lifnei because the guy already has a behema that he could be makriv. But harvacha there'll be, because lamaisa, the guy's happy that he was matzliach in his business. So this is the Gemara in Davov. Now when we take a look at our Rashi here in Dav Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi seems to be taking sides in the Iboya, because Rashi says that kulhu mishum da'ozu l'mayda, that the Isser of the Mishnah is also Azul Amayda. And the question is, why does Rashi do that? L'cheir it's a shayla in the Gemara Vaita. So the Ran explains that even though the Gemara declares it as a shayla, the stomach of the sugya later, we'll see in the Avavim of the Beis Bezer Hashem, the stomach of the sugya is that it's Taka Osir als Azul Amayda. Now, l'cheir, there are a number of questions that we need to discuss. The first question is, is that on the tzad that the Mishnah is aser because of Ozul Moedim, so we can understand why that's true by losses for losses, I'm doing business with them. But what about Lishol Mehem, to borrow something from them? Or Lilvois Mehem, to lend, to borrow money from them? These are things which are not, which L'chayru should not cause such simcha by the goy that he should be Ozul Moedim. So the emes is the Gemara clears this later in Daf Avam with Beis, and the Gemara brings two man the Omrim, Abaye v'Rava. Abaye says that Lishol Mehen is a gzeirah to Lahashilon. By Lahashilon, when you lend something to the guy, he's very excited, he finally got the item that he's looking for. So Lishol Mehen is a gzeirah, Lilvois is a gzeirah to Lahalvois, Lefrei Mehen is a gzeirah to Lefairon. That's Abaye. Rava holds, no, that since the guy is doing business with the Yid, even if he's lending something to the Yid, that's something which he appreciates very much, and he's Ozul Moedah for that Hatzlocha that he's doing, he's able to do business with the Yid. But there's another problem, L'chaira. This Shaila that the Gemara asks, whether it's Als Ozul Moedah or Als Lifneiver, L'chaira, that could only be true in the case of Losseis V'Losseis Imoim, by doing business with them. So there we could declare, is it because the guy is besimcha, he's ravach, and therefore he's happy, and therefore he's going to be ozul amayda, or is it because you're selling something to the guy that is a takruvus avodah zarah? But by the other things, l'hashilon l'mashal, to lend something to the guy can't go ahead and be makrav that thing for avodah zarah, it's chayza beina, he has to return the item. Or even l'halvoisan, even if I give the guy money, well, the goyim are not makriv money. The money is, itself is not tekruvus avodah zarah. If anything, the goy will use the money to buy tekruvus avodah zarah. And that would be lifnei de lifnei. The Gemara says, vaitan daf yudalav, lifnei mefakadinon, lifnei iver is asa, but lifnei de lifnei is not asa, which means if I give the goy money, and the goy doesn't do an iser with the money, but he goes and he buys something with the money and does an iser with that, that's lifnei de lifnei, and that's mutter. So how could the Gemara declare, if the Mishnah is also als lifnei iver, l'chayr, there are many cases in the Mishnah that there's no issa lifnei iver. So again, the Ran speaks out this question. The Ran, the Ritva, other Rishonim, they handle this question. And the answer that they give is like this. That's pashit, that the Mishnah is aser because of ozul umayda. The cases of l'hashilon, lishol mehem, l'halvois, and l'olvois mehem, l'peir, and l'frey mehem, those are clearly aser. There's no lifneiver over there. There's no tekruvus. What is the Gemara declaring? The Gemara is declaring that maybe is losses for losses iman, is the isra of doing business with the guy also asr als ozul amayda? Or is there another isra there? Is there an isra of lifneiver? What about ozul amayda? Ozul amayda is not so pashit by losses for losses iman. Why? Because there, enochanami, the guy is acquiring something, but he has to pay for it. Or Enochanami, the guy is acquiring money, but he has to give away the chafetz for it. So therefore there's no ozul umayda. There's no great simcha by the guy doing business, because it's a tit for tat, it's an even exchange. So maybe there's no ozul umayda. So therefore the Gemara declares maybe that is asr als lifnei v'lo yisitei michshol. Now, according to that sad, so the pshat on the mission would be like this: asr losses v'losses imoyim als lifnei iver. And the rest, Lashil and Lishol Mehem, all the rest of the Mishnah are Asal Salzal Amayda. Or no. Or perhaps the Pshat in the Mishnah is that the whole thing, all these situations, all these business dealings are Asal Salzal Amayda. That's how the Rishonim understand the Iboy and the Gemara. So now we understand better the Lashon Rashi. Rashi says, V'kulhu mishunda Asal Amayda l'avodas k'chavim b'yameide. The Lashon Rashi is V'kulhu, all of them. That means, Hagan that the Gemara declares weiter, whether the first one, the issue of doing business, losses for losses imoyim, is also perhaps als lifneiver and not als ozul amayda, Rashi says no. V'kulu mushum ozul amayda. And this was the Ran's diyuk. Why is Rashi taking sides in the iboya? And the answer is because the stama the gemara is mashma like that sad that it's also als ozul amayda. But that's the diyuk in Lashon Rashi. V'kulu, all of them are also als ozul amayda. Even the din, even the issue of losses for losses imoyim. Toisvis is medayik that word in Rashi. Toisva says, Pirish akuntris mishum da ozul biyoim edoi umoide la voidus kichovim. So Toisva says, Mitoich l'shoini mashma, from Rashi's loshen it's mashma, shirotz aloima af mekachu memka. Even mekachu memka is osral's ozul umoide. The emes is that the Lashon Tosfos is mashma that even without the word v'kulu, it would be meduyik like that in Rashi, because since Rashi explains the Mishnah, also lamayda that l'chera would be including losses for losses imam as well. Vinishviya comes out according to Rashi that the iser of doing business with a goy is because of azul lamayda. Now l'chayru l'fize, it would come out that any business is also not just selling to the goy something which is tekruvas avodah zarah. If the issur is l'fnei iver, so the issur would be to sell him something which he could be makrif to the avodah zarah. But since the issur is also azul lamayda, that could be any sort of business dealings with the asur 3 days before the eid, because there's a chash of azul lamayda. And Tosfos Taka asks, Tosfos says, v'kasha al mas samcho ha'olam losses v'losses b'yom eid ha'avodas kichav mimayim. We do business with the goy even on their eid. So Tosfos brings a gemara that begoyla, meaning not in Eretz Yisrael, ena osur al yom eid and bovad, only the eid, the yom eid itself, only the holiday itself is osur, 3 days before is not, because they don't have such a preparation time. But whatever it is, at least the yom eid should be osur. So how could we do business with a goy? Bishlam, if you learn that the isur is als lifnei iver lo site michshol, so you could say that in Ochanami we could do business with the goy just as long as we don't sell the midi to kruvus. But now that the iser is als azul moida, any business should be also. So what's the heter for us to do business with the goy even on their holidays? This is what comes out according to Shitas Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam has a different mahalach in the Mishnah. Rabbeinu Tam is bothered by the Gemara that says that the nafkamina between the two mahalchim, the Mishnah, whether it's Asar al Sarvocha or whether it's Asar al Slifneiver, is a case where the Islay Behema Lididei, where the Goy has his own Behema. L'chaira, there's a much greater Nafkamina. Nafkamina is whether you're allowed to sell a Goy Midi Delav Tekruvus. On the side that it's Asar al Sarvocha, you're not allowed to sell him anything, or you're not allowed to buy anything from him. On the side that it's only al Slifneiver, then it's only us to sell to a goy midi tekruvus. Even buying from him is mutter. Selling him a midi tekruvus is also. So the Gemara should have said, nafkamina, to sell him something which is not a midi tekruvus. Why does the Gemara say this like behemel today? There's a much bigger nafkamina. So Rabbeinu Tam, therefore, has a whole different shot in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says, asur losses veloses imam, does not mean that it's asur to do business with a goy. And the reason is, like we said before, because when you do business, there's a give and a take. So there's no azul lamayda. The guy didn't get anything. The guy doesn't gain that much. So he doesn't have such a simcha. So there's no azul lamayda. So what does it mean? Asur losses velosses imayim. It means that I'm not allowed to sell them midi de tekruvus. Asur losses means I'm not allowed to carry away the money for losses and give them midi de tekruvus. Which means, according to Rabbeinu Tam's Shad in the Mishnah, it is only usher to sell to a guy midi de tekruvus. There is no isser to sell to a guy anything else. There is no isser to buy from a guy anything. And when the Gemara clears a shayla, whether it's usher mishum harvacha or usher mishum lifneiver, what the Gemara means to say is, avada, you're selling him a midi de tekruvus. You're only selling him a behema. But the question is that usher? Because when you sell a guy a behema, so now he has a lot of behemoths. Now he's going to be able to choose a very nice behemoth for his avodah zarah. So you're facilitating his avodah zarah. You're making it easier for him to part with a good behemoth for his avodah zarah because you sold him another behemoth. Or is it mishum lifneiver? And lifneiver would only apply if he doesn't have another behemoth. As long as he has another behemoth to be makrif to his avodah zarah, so there's no lifneiver. So that's the Shaila of Gemara, but it's pashit that there is no iser to do business with a guy, even b'yom eidam. This is Rabbeinu Tam's shita, brought down in Tosfos here. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, obviously there's no question of how we do business with a guy on their holidays, because there's no iser. It would only be usher to sell to them something which they are makriv, and we don't do that. We don't sell them things which they're going to be makriv. As far as Rashi is concerned, so Tosfos answers the question on Rashi with three terutzim. One terutz Tosfos says is that the reason why we're able to do business with a guy on their holidays is mishum eva. That means this iser, even though the iser, the Torah says lo yisham al picha, and that's an iser deraisa, but this chash of azul lamayda is only an iser derabanan. That means that the chances are that even when the guy does well in business, he's not going to go ahead and be mishabeach his avodah zarah. He's going to assume that it's his own skills and talents that brought his success. On the tzad, that maybe he'll go and be moided to his avodah zarah, Chazal answered it. But since it's not such a chash karev, it's not for sure going to happen, so therefore it's only in a siddur rabbanon. So mishum eva, if we're going to close down on their holiday and they need to buy something, and punked on their holiday we're not going to be available, so there's a chash of eva, so therefore it's mutter. That's one teretz Tosfos says. Another teretz Tosfos says is the akum shebeinenu kimlan begavayu delei pochol avodes kechavim. The goyim that are amongst us, we know that they don't serve avodah zarah, which l'chayra means that even the religious goyim, we know their religions and they don't serve avodah zarah. So there's no chash of ozel u'moida. So since the goyim b'neinu in our times are different than the goyim that were around b'mei Chazal, so this iser doesn't apply today. That's Tosfos' second teretz. Third teretz, Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that this iser losis v'losis imayim b'medvar mamurim bo'evu kechavim she'enem akirei. A guy who you're not friendly with, you don't know. Avol bo'evu kechavim she'makirei mutter mipneishu kemachnef. It's mutter because you're being chaynef him, you're flattering him. B'tanya hanichnas le'iru matzon smeichim. Someone comes into a city and he finds that the goyim are involved in some sort of holiday. Sameach imayim, he's allowed to show simcha with them. Why? Shein al kamachnif lahem. He's flattering. A person has to be a good citizen. These are the three terutzim that Tosfos says. As far as Rabbeinu Tam's question as to why the Gemara doesn't say that there's enough nafkamina what you're allowed to sell to a guy something which is not immediately to kruvis, so the Ritva answers, they didn't know the Gemara could have said it. The reason why the Gemara didn't say it was because it wanted to teach us this din of Islay Behema, that if the guy has a Behema, there's no Isla Lifnaiver. That means the din of Lifnaiver is only if the person cannot be over the Isla without you. If the person could be over the Isla anyway, there's no din of Lifnaiver. So since the Gemara wanted to teach us this din, so Mamela it said this Nafkamina. Now, there's an interesting Shaila on this Inyan that Achreinim handle, which, depending on how you answer the question, could make a nafkamina la'aloch. The question is like this. The two tzadim of the Gemara are that the iser of doing business with a guy is either als ozel u'moida, which is gzeira otu lo yisham al picha, or als lifnei'iver. L'chaira, in every ozel u'moida, there's also lifnei'iver. A guy is not allowed to be over avodah zarah. If you cause a guy to go be over avodah zarah, to go be ozel u'moida, so you're being over lifnei'iver. So why does Rashi in Davav have to come on to this new yisoid of lo yisham al picha, even without lo yisham al picha, there's lifnei'iver in the ozel u'moida? The Gemara Shaila should be, is there a din of lifnei'iver because maybe the guy will be ozel u'moida? Or no? That's not lifnei'iver. We're not choshish is going to be ozel u'moida. And the only lifnei'iver would be is if you'd actually give him a midi tekruvus. That should be the shaila of the Gemara. Not whether it's lo yishama, whether lifnei'iver. L'chayr is lifnei'iver either way. So this question is asked in the Chidusha of Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha in the bottom of the Mishnayis. And he says over there, two terutzim. The second teretz that he says is that there's no iser lifnei'iver when the guy is ozel u'moida. Why? So he wants to say that the Issa Lifnei'iver is only when the person is going to be over the Issa with the item that you gave him. So the Marshal, if a person is Moshit Kais Yain LeNazir, he gives a glass of wine to a Nazir, so since the Nazir is going to drink that wine, so the person who gave it to him is over Lifnei'iver. Or if you sell to a guy an animal, a behema, and the guy uses that animal, his makrib that animal to his Avodah Zarah, so since he used the item itself, so the yid is over lifnei'iver when he sells the behemoth to the guy. However, over here, the item that's being sold to the guy, or whatever is happening, whatever business transaction is happening, that item is not being used l'iser. What's happening is that item is geirim that the guy is happy, he's besimcha, and then he's going to go do something else. He's going to go be ozel l'moida. So that's not lifnei'iver. Lifnei'iver is only when the item itself is going to be used l'iser. Not that the item is going to be gerim something else, and that something else is an iser. Now, according to this Yisoid, there comes out a Chiddush La'alocha. A Lifnei Iver is only Aser if it's direct. If it's direct that the person's going to use this item La'Iser, then there's Iser Lifnei Iver. That's the Michshol. But if it's only going to be Goyrim in Iser, then that's not called Lifnei Iver. So, L'Moshel, someone asked the following Shaila. His wife works in an office. We'll call her Eishes Ruvain. In that same office works another lady. We'll call her Eishes Shimon. Now, Eishes Shimon leaves on maternity, and she's getting paid disability from the government for her maternity leave. Eishes Ruvain gets a phone call from Eishes Shimon that Eishes Shimon would like that Eishes Ruvain should put together a bunch of work for Eishes Shimon, and she should bring it over to her house, to Eishes Shimon's house. And Eishes Shimon will do that work there in her house. Now, Eishes Ruvain chaps that Eishes Shimon is going to be being over an Isser here. She's going to be double billing. She's going to be billing the company for the work that she's doing, and she's also going to be billing the government for disability, in which she has to claim that she's not working, but the truth is she is working, so she has no right to claim disability. So the question that Ruvain asked was his wife permitted to gather together the work and bring it over to Eishes Shimon in order that she should do this and be over the Yisr. So the truth of the matter is it's probably not Lifnei Iver Mamish, because probably Eishes Shimon would have another way of getting the work either way. But let's assume for a moment that Eishes Shimon had no other way of getting the work without Eishes Ruvain compiling it, putting it together, and bringing it to her. Is Eishes Ruvain allowed to do so? So according to this, you saw it from Tzvi Hirsch Kalasha, it'd be a welcome to your Meikel. Why? Because when Eishes Shimon is doing the work for the office, for the company, she's not being over any Yisr. The Yisr that she's going to be over would be when she bills the government for disability. So in that, Eishes Ruvain is not helping her. Eishes Ruvain is only giving her the ability to be over an Yisr and something else. In the actual thing that Eishes Ruvain is giving her, there's no Yisr. She's not doing anything wrong with that. She's allowed to do that work. It's only that through that work, she now has the opportunity to go lie to the government and take disability. So l'chayra, that would only be a grama. She's not going to be doing the issa with the cheftza that Eishes Ruvain is giving her. And memela, according to this Yisoid, there will be no issa lifnei iver. Now, it could be that Eishes Ruvain shouldn't do it anyway, and just not to be misayaya, Eishes Shimon to be over the Yisr, or maybe she has a chiyuv mechah to explain to Eishes Shimon that what she's doing is not correct. Al kopanim, the Yisr lifnei iver, there won't be. Now, in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed from Rabbi Zilberstein Shlita, he wants to take this Yisr to the next level. He has a case where a Fruma Yid borrowed money from a Fraya Yid. And the Zman HaPiroyen, the day that the loan was due, was Friday, Erev Shabbos. And the Fray Yid mentioned to the Frumi Yid, or somehow the Frumi Yid knew, that if the Fray Yid gets the money on Friday, he's going to take the money, and he's going to use it to be Mechal Shabbos, he's going to go on a vacation, he's going to buy himself a ticket somewhere, and he's going to go and use the money on Shabbos. For his vacation, it's going to be Mechal Shabbos. So Shaila came, is he permitted to pay back the loan on Friday? Enoch Hanami has a chiyuv, priyus bal chayiv mitzvah, he's mechuyiv to pay back the loan, mizmanoi. The Shaila is, if he pays it back before Shabbos, he knows that this Friyid is going to be Mechal Shabbos with the money. This is the Shaila. So Reb Zilberstein wants to shtel tzu this chiddush from Tzvi Hirsch Kalish. He wants to say that the money is not going to be the etzem chil Shabbos. It's just geirim that this frayid now has money to go on a trip, so he's going to be mechal Shabbos because he has the money. Not that the money itself will be the chil Shabbos. He won't use the money itself for chil Shabbos. So Emeli wants to say there's no issa lifnei iver. Now lemaisa, this is not pashit. Because there's a ritva vaitin, daf samach beis, which is mavur, that if I give money, if a person gives money to his fryer workers for them to go buy lunch, and the fryer workers go buy tray for food, so the ritva says that that's an issa lifnei iver. If he gives them the money, and they have a choice what to buy, and it's a suffix what they're going to buy, since he's not giving them the cheftz of the yisura, so then it's mutter. It's only Aser if he gives them Chesed Yisura. But if it's a Vadai, let's say there's only one store in town, and that store sells tray for food, so by giving them money, he's being mashalim that they're for sure going to buy a tray for food. So even though he only gave them money, which is not a Chesed Yisura, says the Ritva, it's also Lefnei Iver. So the over here too, if this from a Yid knows Bavadai, that the Frey Yid is going to take the money and go be Mechal Shabbos, he's going to buy things on Shabbos, he's going to buy himself a ticket to go flying somewhere on Shabbos, Chutz L'Tchum, whatever other Yisurim he's going to be over. So all these things he's using the money for. Something which he's using the money for, if it's a Vade that he's going to use it L'Dvar Yisur, that's an Yisur L'Fnei Iver. Rav Tzvi's Kalish is only saying that if the chetz that you're giving the person is not going to be used l'dvarisa b'chlal, for example, I'm going to do business with a guy, and the guy is going to feel that he profited, so now he's going to be ozel l'moida, so the chetz that I sold him, or the business deal that I did with him, he's not using l'isa. It's only that it's causing him to have now a mindset of happiness, and since he has that mindset of happiness, he's going to go ahead and be ozel l'moida. So that what I gave the guy, the business deal that I transacted with the guy, had nothing to do with the Isser. It was just Geirim, something else, which caused the guy to do an Isser. So there's no Lefnei Iver. Masha Enkin, if the item itself is going to be used L'Isser, even if it's only money, and then the person is going to take that money and go buy something or do something B'Isser with the money, that Avada, there is a Lefnei Iver. L'Chaira, there's no Tzushtel from this Yisoid of Ratzir's Kalasha to this case that the Chashukei Chemed brings down. Now, the MS is that this Shaila that Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha asks, that why does Rashi have to come on to a new Isser of Lo Yishama Al Picha, typically that it's also Al Slif Na'iver, because I'm causing the guy to be also L'mayda Tiz Avodah Zarah. So the MS is that the Shaila is already asked by the G'dayli Achrayinim, the Bach and the Taz, the Kudus HaKesef, in Simen Kuf Mem Ches, in Taz of Cotton Gimel. He brings that the Bach asks this Shaila, why does Rashi say Als Lo Yisham Al Picha? What about Lifnei Iver? So the Bach answers that the only time a guy is over in Isra Avodah Zarah is only on something that a Yisrael is Chayiv Misa. So any type of Avodah, Hishtach Avoya, these things which a Yisrael is Chayiv Misa on for being over Avodah Zarah, a guy is Aser to do. But something that Yisrael is not Chayiv Misa, for example, Gifa Venishuk, hugging or kissing an Avodah Zarah, so the guy is not over. Why? Because he saw his Nachai Misa on that. So the same thing says the Bach by Ozul Amoide. Ozul Amoide, he saw his Nachai Misa on. It's Aser, Leisham Al Picha. But he's not Chayim Misa. So since he's not Chayim Misa, so the guy, there's no Iser for the guy to do it. The guy is not Muzer on it. So Kum Techeis, there's no Lefnei either. So why is it Aser for me to cause a guy to be Ozul Amoide? Teretz is Leisham Al Picha. It doesn't mean Dafka myself. I shouldn't mention the name of Avodah Zarah. I shouldn't cause anyone else to mention the name of Avodah Zarah. So Mamela, that's why it's Aser. Well, if neighbor, there won't be, because the guy is not Muzer on it. This is what the Bach answers. So the Taz says, Utmihati, Devada Yisrael Chayiv Misa B'Moide L'Avodah Kechavim. The Taz says it's not true. Avada, if a Yid goes and he's Ozul Umoide, he's Chayiv Misa. And he brings a raya from the Mishnah in Paragarba, Misa Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says, Oyme Eliata, if someone's Makabal a certain Avodah Zarah on himself and he says Eliata, then he's Chayiv Misa. So says the Taz, that's what Ozul Umoide is. When a person's Ozul Umoide, he's been Makabal that thing for his God. So therefore, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. So, since Yisrael is Chayiv Misa, so then a guy is also to do it. If a guy is also to do it, so when a Yid causes a guy to do it, he's being Gaiva Lefnei Iver. So, the Taz says a different teretz. The Taz says the reason why there's no Lefnei Iver by Ozul Umoide is because the only time there's Lefnei Iver, as we spoke earlier, is only if it's Trei Avri Denahara. That means the person being over the Issa couldn't do it without your help. The Nazir could not get a hold of the wine without your help, so therefore there's an Issel of Na'iver. But if it's not Trei Avri Denahara, let's say the Nazir could get the wine himself, so then the person is not Evel of Na'iver. The one who hands it to the Nazir is not Evel of Na'iver, because the Nazir could have gotten it himself. So says the Taz, Ozul Umoide, the guy could be Ozul Umoide anytime. It happens to be that he was Ozul Umoide now, because he did a good business deal with you, but it wasn't the pshat that he couldn't be Ozul Umoide beforehand. He could be Ozul Umoide anytime he wants. So there's no Lif Na'iver, because it's not Trei Avri Denahara. So Elamaisa, what's the issue? The issue is Lisham al Picha. That means you shouldn't be Goyrim, even though the Goy could do it. But since Lamaisa, you were the one who caused him to do it, that would be included in the issue of Lisham al Picha. That's how the Taz wants to answer the Kash. The Nekudus HaKesef comes and he backs up the Bach. He says, no, Lekosha Midi. Says this that the Taz asks on the Bach from the Mishnah in Arba Mises, Oimer Eliata, says the Nekudus HaKesef, Lekosha Midi, the Eliata, Shani, Shemekabli, Leloah. In that case, the person is being makabel this Getchka as his God, as his Avodah Zarah. So that's Chayav Misa. Mashenken, Ozul Moida is not being makabel that this is his God. Ozul Moida is just being Moida that he got some sort of Atzlacha, but not that he was being makabel B'Teres Avodah Zarah. So therefore he's not going to be Chayav Misa. So Mele Rabach is correct. This is what the Kudas HaKesef says. I'll call upon him. Whichever teretz you want to say, the Bach or the Taz, it would come out that there's no makar for the Chiddush of Reb Sirish Kalasha. It means we don't have to come onto this part that Lifneiver is mutter if it's only a Groma Ba'alma. Could be Lifneiver is also in such a case, but over here there's no Lifneiver, either because of what the Bach says, that the Yid is not Chai Misa in such a case, or because what the Taz says, it's not Shri Avedin Hara. This is the discussion amongst the Achronim around the question why Rashi used the Issa of Lo'yisham al-Picha as opposed to Lifneiver. The Gemara says, Darash Rab Chanina bar Papa v'itema Rab Simloi, la'asid lovoi mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah u'manichoi b'cheikoi v'oimer kol mi she'osak bo yovoi v'yitol schori. So the Gemara describes how each nation tries to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they deserve schar. First Raimi, then Paras, and each one of them say, Kulam Loyosinu, Ella Bishvil Yisrael Kadesh Yisasker Bateira. This is their Taina. It's true we didn't learn Taira, but everything that we did was Bishvil Yisrael, in order that they should be Isaac Bateira. So it's Yadua, the question that the Brisker Rav brings down, B'Shem Rab Chaim, L'Chaira, how could they say such a thing? We're talking here about Lasid Lovei when everything is clear. They're face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol. How could they lie? It was the furthest thing from their minds. Kadesh Yisaski Yisrael B'Teira. How could they lie like that and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what we did it. We did it Kadesh Yisaski Yisrael B'Teira. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers them, he says, he calls them Shaitim Sheva Olam. He doesn't call them Shakranim Sheva Olam. He says, Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shaitim Shabailim, Kol Ma'asha Asisim, Lutzerich Atzmecham Asisim. He should have told him, you're Shakranim. What you said is completely not true. You didn't do it for Torah, you did it for yourselves. Why does he call him Shaitim? So the Brisker Rav says, B'Shem Reb Chaim, that the emes is that the Goyim are correct. Everything that they did was Kideshi, Saski, Yisol, Batera. And he brings the famous Medrash, Bereshis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shinik Bereshis, Bishvil Atayra, Shinik Bereshis. And he brings from the Rambam in his Hakdama to Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order to be Meshamesh, to be Mesharis, those people that are Mitzayir Benafsha Muskolos. They don't chase their taivis, they don't chase their bahamias, but rather they use their thinking process, they use their muskolas in order to bring themselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Frekta Rambam, what about, we see that there are people who are shaitim gemurim, they have no shaykhis to muskolas, and they're very wealthy, and they're very powerful, and they have a lot of people working for them, and they sit back all day, and everyone does their work for them. How do we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them? Why did he give them such power and such wealth that they can have people do things for them? So the Rambam says, the reason is because one day there's going to come a tzaddik who needs a place to shelter himself from the rain or the sun, and he's going to shelter himself in this big palace that this shaita built. Or some tzaddik is going to get bitten by a snake or some creature, and he's going to need a refuah. And they're going to use the wine, they're going to use the vinegar or whatever it is that comes from this vineyard that this shaita had planted for him. So says the Rambam, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in this world is for the eventual use of those people that are Matzayir B'Nafshim Muskalos, those tzaddikim that use their minds to bring themselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Brisker Rav says, based on this, that the train that was laid, the tracks that were laid from Petterburg to Berlin, was for the purpose that the Ben Yeshiva should be able to get to Volozhin very easily. And the train tracks that were laid all the way to Volodarstok in the Far East was so that the people who needed the Fruma Bachrim, who were running away from the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, and they needed to get to Shanghai, that they would have a train to take them there. Because everything that is done in this world is done for the eventual purpose of the tzaddikim. So Memela, says the Brisker Rav, when Rami said, Harbe Shvakim Tikninu, Harbe Mechatzoyis Asinu, all these things that they said were taka true. They did it. The Shvakim that they made were made so that the Bnei Torah should be able to find their needs easily. And the Mechatzoyis was that they should have a place to do Rechitza and feel good and be able to learn with Yeshiva Das. Harbe Kesev Zav Irbinu. The financial markets were doing very well so that the Bnei Torah would have what to invest in and be able to earn a parnasa. So everything they said was true. There was no shaker here. Everything that they did taka was for the purpose of Torah, was for the purpose of those tzaddikim who were yoshvim and oiskim b'Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, shaitim sheba'olam, kol ma she'asisim utzerech atzmechem asisim. You lost it. You lost it all. Enoch Hanami, everything you did was for Torah. But since your intention was l'tzerech atzmechem, you lost the entire schar. You get no schar for what you've done. And it makes sense, the appellation shoytim. Because here, they did the same thing anyway. If they would have had kavana, if they would have had intention to help out the Bnei Torah, they could have gotten schar for what they did. So shoytim shevayim, fools, they were idiots. They did, everything they did was exactly the same. The only reason why they got nothing for it was because they had the wrong intention, which doesn't cost anything. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls them shoytim instead of calling them shakrana. Rabbi Yerucham Levovitz Zecharino Levracha points out from this Gemara, based on the Yosef of the Brisker Rav, that we see here that everything depends on a person's intention. A person could do the same thing and either get schar or not schar based on what he intended, based on what his kavana was. Rabbi Yerucham points out that by Noach it says, Zayin achameinu mimaseinu meyitzvin yodeinu, that Noach brought a nichusa to the world because he invented for them different implements that made it easier. So Rabbi Yerucham says, Noach intended taka to make life easier for people. And that's why he was zeiche, because of his inventions. And any inventions like that. Now they invented electricity and lights. All these inventions, if they're done in order to make the lives of people easier and they could have more time to be oisik and muskolos, so then whoever the inventor is, he would get schar. If the inventor is inventing it in order to glorify himself or in order to earn money, so then he doesn't get any schar. Now this yisoid is negel halacha as well. The mechaber in Simin Lamed Ches brings down the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, that a tagar, someone who's a seicher, someone who deals in selling sifrei Torah, tefillin, and mezuzos, so he's potter from putting on tefillin the whole day, except during Kriya Shema Tefillah. The Ramah says, even during Kriya Shema Tefillah, he's potter if he's busy. If the person needs the sifrei Torah, tefillin, and mezuzos right away, and he can't wait, he's leaving, and the person has to sell it to him, so the tiger has to sell it to him, so he's potter from putting on tefillin. He's potter from all mitzvahs. Why? Because Isaac the mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. So comes the Magen Avraham, and he says that this is only true if the tiger, if he's intending to make these items available. So then he has a din of Isaac the mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. But if his intention is to earn money, this is how he earns a living, and that's his ikur kavana, is that he wants to earn money, so then he does not have a din of Isaac the mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Depending on what his intention is, that will define whether he's an Oisik B'mitzvah. And this was the Ribbono Shel Olam's taina back to the Goyim. Since your intention was L'tzerech Atzmechem, so therefore you were not involved in the mitzvah of Achzachas HaTorah, and mainly you get no schar. Now Tosfos on top of the Amud Divrei Maskil Rami Chayeves is Masbir, why the Gemara calls Rami Chayeves. So Tosfos says two pshatim. Either the pshat is that Chayevus is a Lashon Chayov, a Lashon Rasha, or Tosfos says v'nimtza b'maisa merkava ki b'maisa the Rav Chanina ben Tradya nigzal al Roimi churban gadol. The Lashon Roimi Chayevus is the Roimi which is Chayev churban gadol. So the Marsha asks, Why was it only because of the Maisa Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan? What about Rabbi Akiva and the other Asarugi Malchus, which were also killed, they were also tortured to death? So the Gzeira should have been because of them. So the Mashal answers, Efshem Mishum Sefer Torah Shenisraf Imay Ko'amar. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan, the Maisa over there was, is that he was burned together with the Sefer Torah. So because of that, that's why there was a Gzeira that Raimi should undergo Churban Gadol. Masha Enkin, for just the Misa of the Asarugi Malchus itself, even though it was B'Misa Mishuna, for that there was no Gzeira. And the question is why? The Gemara Makkah says that someone who stands up for a Sefer Torah and doesn't stand up for a Gadol B'Torah is a Tipshoi. He's a fool. So if Raimi would be Chayev Gzeira of Churban Gadol because of burning a Sefer Torah, there certainly should be Chayev for torturing to death Rabbi Akiva V'Chaveirov. So perhaps we can answer this question based on the famous Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Ravid and the Ramban, regarding the question as to why Paro and the Mitzriim were punished for what they did. L'chayra, there was a gzeir of Avodim v'inu oisim arba me'a shana. So l'chayra, the Mitzriim just accomplished what the Ribbono Shel Olam himself wanted, what the Ribbono Shel Olam himself was geizer. So this question is raised by the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. And the Rambam says that it doesn't say in the Gzeira which nation would be Meshabed the Yidden. It just says that there will be a nation. So it didn't have to be the Mitzriim. So the fact that they chose to be the ones who Meshabed the Yidden, that's why they get punished. The Raivin and the Ramban are chaylik on this Rambam. And they say that the reason why the Mitzriim get punished is because Hema Ozru L'ra. They added. The Gzeira was Vavodim V'inu Oysam. But the Mitzriim went much further than that. They threw their babies into the river. They shechted their babies to get the blood. So since they went further than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geizer, now they get punished for everything that they did. So this is perhaps pshat in what the Mashal is saying over here. The Asara Rugi Malchus was a Gzeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we say in the Piyut, on Yom Kippur, Kablua, Mishash, Das Yomayim. The Gzeira itself was a Gzeira. And had the Romans just stuck to that Gzeira and done nothing more, the attacker wouldn't have been punished. However, when they took Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan, they didn't just burn him. They burnt the Sefer Torah, and that was not included in the Gzeira. So now they're chayef for everything they did, and now there's complete destruction because of all the Asar Arugei Malchus. Another interesting thing the Marsha says is on the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechanan Zu Remi Chayeves, this pasuk that describes the fourth Chaya is referring to Raimi. Shetiva Yatza Bechol Ha'ilam. So Rashi learns Tiva is Shima, means its name. Similar to Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, Rashi says Lech Lecha V'hanoscha L'tevoscha V'oid She'oidia Tivacha Ba'ilam. I will show, I will announce Tivacha, your name, your reputation Ba'ilam in the world. The Marsha says a different shot. The Marsha says, Shetiva Yotze B'chol Ha'olam means matbea, means the money. That means the Roman currency was accepted over the entire world. This shows an ascendancy, a leadership, that the Roman currency was something which everyone trusted. And this is the one simen, this is the one identifier of the fourth Chaya. The fourth Chaya, Amar Rabbi Yechanan Zuraimi Chayeves, Shetiva Yotze B'chol Ha'olam. And what were they busy with? So the Gemara says, Shvakim, Merchatzois, and Kesev Ezov. They were busy with quality of life issues, living a comfortable life. They wanted all products available, Harbi Shvakim Tikninu. They wanted all pleasures available, Harbi Merchatzois Tikninu. They wanted the wealth to be able to afford everything, Kesev Ezov Hirbinu. As opposed to the Parsiim, who were more busy with glory and power, Melchomois, and Gesharim, and Krachim, which would add glory to their nation. Now, even though the fourth Chaya is identified as Raimi, Tosfos says, as we spoke out, that it was Nigzar and Raimi a Churban Gadol by the Maaser Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan, so Raimi has exited the world stage. So if we would want to identify the fourth Chaya in today's generation, we would have to look for a nation or a system which has a currency which is accepted internationally, And what they're busy with is comforts, life's comforts. This would be how to identify the fourth chaya, the fourth galus of today's generation. Perhaps a hint to this would be that when one goes to Washington, D.C., one sees on top of the Capitol building a statue, a Roman statue, which perhaps is a remez that we are in a continuation of the galus raimi, the fourth chaya. Another interesting nekuda, which is mavur in the Gemara, towards the bottom of Amud Beis, the Gemara asks, "V'chimei acher dechozes malchus paras l'malchus raimi d'loy mehaniv loy midi, my time aila." Once malchus paras saw that malchus raimi was unsuccessful, they were unable to get anything that they wanted. So then, why did malchus paras even bother? So the Gemara answers, "Amri." So they said, "Inu sasri beis hamikdash ranan benina." They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and we built it, so therefore they felt that they could be successful. Then the Gemara says, V'chein l'chal umma v'umma, every nation goes in and has the same experience. The Gemara asks again, V'chein mi'achad d'chazu l'kamoydu le ma'ani v'le midi ma'itayim ha'ayli. Since each nation saw the previous nation that went in and nothing worked for them, so then why did they bother going in? Savri hanech eshtabdu bu b'Yisrael v'anam l'shibadu b'Yisrael. They also had a reason why they should be successful. Meaning that the ones before them were mishtabed in Yisrael, they caused the Yisrael pain and suffering, and they didn't, so therefore they felt they could be successful. Now this is the yisoid of Meir Heter. If you listen to people around you, you may notice that there are no Rishayim in the world. He asked the Ganav why he stole. So he stole because he needed it more than Yanim. He's going to return it. It's not stealing. He asked about Lashon Hara. How come you spoke Lashon Hara? Well, the other person deserved it. It's not really Lashon Hara. It was just a joke. All kinds of terutzim. And I believe that the yesod is that a person is unable to admit to himself that he's a Rasha. In fact, if a person would actually admit to himself that he's a Rasha or that he's doing something which is wrong, he would have to stop doing it. A person cannot do something wrong and live with himself if he knows that he's doing something wrong. The teretz is, he has some sort of excuse. He has some kind of teretz. He has a meir heter. And he believes the meir heter, or he makes himself believe the meir heter. Once he believes the meir heter, so then he's not a rush anymore. He didn't do anything wrong. Now he didn't do anything wrong. He's more relaxed. He's fine, so he can continue doing what he's doing. The Gemara says in Bam Metziah Daf Beis, Amud Beis, that the Chachomim stole the Shvua. Shnei Meir Zimitalis. Why? The Meir of Amar. The person says, Chavrei Lav Midi Chaser, my friend is not losing anything. He just found the Metziah. I'll go and I'll grab and I'll also get half of the Metziah. So in order that the person shouldn't be Meir Heter, Chazal Shtel the Shvua. Because the person's not going to go ahead and just steal outright and know that he's doing the wrong thing. He's only going to do it if he has some sort of excuse in his brain, some sort of reason. Maybe the other person doesn't deserve it. Maybe he's, for the moment, he was kaifa be'ikir. He doesn't believe that anyone's watching. Well, for whatever reason, he believes he's not doing anything wrong in that moment. And the bottom line is, if a person doesn't deliver the goods, then he's not going to be zayich. The Eibushter says, "Mi b'chem magid zayis." The Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to hear a shtikl teira. No one was able to deliver the shtikl teira. Then all the excuses in the world don't work. All the meira heter in the world doesn't work. So a person has to realize that not only knowledge of right and wrong is important for him to understand, but he also has to challenge all the meira heter that goes on in his mind. He has to combat himself. If he finds himself giving excuses, he has to realize if he doesn't deliver the goods, he's not going to be zeich. He could live his whole life with a meira heter. He could have a good excuse. He could feel that his excuse will work, but it won't. Mi bochem yagid zeis. Who is going to be able to deliver the shtikl teira? He is the one who will be zeich.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.